Clean Time is the debut novel by Pittsburgh-based writer Ben Gwynn. The book is a satire that targets addiction memoirs, reality TV, and more. Gwynn begins his conversation with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll by outlining the story.
It is a satire of reality television and recovery culture and pharmaceutical companies. Their protagonist, Ronald Reagan Middleton, he's a privileged white kid from the suburbs who finds himself sort of stripped of that privilege. Well, he winds up in jail, and then he winds up in rehab, and the rehab he winds up in is part of a show called Clean Time, and he has to compete on that television show in order to remain in rehab. It was tricky to make him sympathetic. That was probably the biggest challenge of the book.
Well, let's read an excerpt here.
Yeah, this is from early on in the book, Ronald Reagan's first job out of college. When I finished school, Jackie got me a job in the warehouse as a blue jean vintage modification technician. From 10 to 10, I modified new, unbroken-in, acid-washed denim pants. The modification entailed donning the tight, tapered jeans, sprinkling on 3 ounces of acid-wash solution, and lunging. Lunges and squats, 50 per pair, 50 pairs a day. Then I took off the jeans and used a melon baller and a hammer to slightly rip and fray the new pants before I passed them on to the wallet imprinting division. I got 2 free pairs of jeans per quarter and just over minimum wage. Work wore me down. I'd come home at night on wobbly legs, reeking of bleach, and crawl into bed next to Jackie. I'd lay there with the light on, watching her chest rise and fall.
This is a memoir, a fictional memoir, and obviously folks are going to wonder how much of you or your own biography is in the book.
I grew up in New Jersey, similar to the protagonist. As a kid, I kind of got in some trouble, and I quit drinking when I was 24. And so my experience with that over the last 13 years, some of that finds its way into the book.
This is obviously a commentary on some level on addiction memoirs.
Well, I think there are a lot of really good addiction memoirs. When I got the idea for this, I was thinking about A Million Little Pieces, how that one was, you know, essentially fake, which I thought was funny. So I wanted to kind of comment on that and also more on how I think the public sees addiction memoirs and that sort of like, you know, rubbernecking, like staring at a traffic accident kind of idea of like, ooh, look at these people with their drug problems.
This is reality TV premise. Now, there have been shows like this, right? There's Addiction on HBO, Intervention on A&E. What did you hope to bring to sort of commenting on those type of programs?
I think on one level, they're incredibly exploitive. On the other side, it's like maybe they're helpful for some people. I think the fact that it's a problem that doesn't have an easy answer was something that drew me to it.
On a literary level, one of the things that's interesting about the book is you have these sort of layers of narration. There's Ronald Reagan Middleton's own writing, and then there's this level where you incorporate scripts from the reality TV show Clean Time. You incorporate the sort of meta commentary in a way by this academic. I wonder if you could talk about that aspect.
It was really the kind of books that I was reading at the time. I really liked Pale Fire, Breakfast of Champions. I've just sort of been, you know, drawn to postmodernism, and I wanted to try to, you know, incorporate those ideas in different modes of storytelling because I thought it sort of reflected kind of like the different views and the way, you know, the different perspectives of the different characters. I think it also sort of, you know, kind of reflects the difficulties of trying to get clean, the sort of like scattered mosaic of like the thoughts sort of coming and going, I guess, and just how, you know, difficult that can be.
That was Pittsburgh-based writer Ben Gwynn discussing his novel Clean Time with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll.